The Ministry of Justice is undertaking several infrastructural developments as part of activities to increase access to justice. Up next, Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding gives a summary of recent infrastructural works as well as planned developments. Minister Golding also discusses plans to introduce restorative justice into the formal court system. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
At the top of Hagley Park Road, by Halfway Tree, that old Ministry of Housing complex is now assigned to the Ministry of Justice, and we're about to start the work to convert one of the buildings down at the bottom into a two-story court facility, which will house the corporate area traffic court, and that can move from South Camp Road, which is also very cramped and inadequate, and the new coroner's court, which is even more urgent now that we had the fire there. So there's quite a bit going on, and of course in the rural areas, we fixed up Santa Cruz Court. We put in an external elevator for the disabled to make it the first court of its kind in Jamaica, where disabled persons, persons with physical disabilities, can attend court upstairs. We fixed up Black River, the court there. Some significant work was done. And we've identified land where we want to start to build a regional court complex, either in Mandeville or in St. Anne or in Montego Bay. We haven't nailed down the land in Montego Bay yet. We have some land we're looking at, but we need to have access to it, where we want to build a full complex for, and that will be in the future, but that's the plan. In the meantime, we opened the Western Regional Registry of the Supreme Court for the first time in Montego Bay, so the litigants in Montego Bay can file their court documents there at that office without having to send them to Kingston themselves. And it also houses a new office for the Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinic and a new Western office for the Administrator General's Department. So all of that complex is something we were quite pleased to open in July, I think it was July in 2015.
We've just completed Restorative Justice Week. What have been some of the significant initiatives in that area, and why is that a critical area?
We think restorative justice can be a significant aid to the overall challenge that Jamaica has in dealing with violence and violent crime. Restorative justice is a procedure whereby persons in relatively minor disputes work them out in a structured way and avoids conflicts escalating through reprisals and so on.
Yes.
We've been at this since about 2012. We started the actual launch the program. Mm-hmm. We've trained a couple hundred restorative justice practitioners, and we've rolled it out in, I think, 11 communities supported by, I think, 8 centers, restorative justice centers. We want now to take it to a national level, and that requires legislation to recognize it as a procedure that the courts can refer cases to.
Cabinet just dealt with that last week.
Actually on February the 1st. They approved the legislation that had been developed, and we will be tabling that in Parliament as soon as Parliament reconvenes. And that will allow the courts to refer appropriate cases to the restorative justice program, whether it be when the case first comes into court or after the case is concluded but before sentencing. And it even provides for in the rehabilitation of convicted offenders who are inmates in prison before they're released, to use restorative justice as a tool for helping the reintegration of former offenders into the communities from which they come. So it's, there are different points of intervention that the program will work at. And we think that it can help Jamaica to get past this problem that we have of resorting to violence too quickly in the way we deal with disputes between us and others. So, you know, I'm quite pleased that the legislation has been approved by Cabinet in Restorative Justice Week, because it will represent a significant step forward for the rollout of restorative justice nationally in Jamaica.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.